Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, folks. This is Amos A. Nutt. I am the Black Fact Checker. I checked last time. I think the music may have been a little too loud. So I'm Amos A. Nutt, the Black Fact Checker. The incognito, the one you've been waiting for, the guy you've been looking for all your life, folks. I'm just joking, of course. Hey, what a day. What a day. Yesterday, I observed Sabbath. I observed the Sabbath. I've been doing some, a little bit of a reflection in that area. And so I kind of took a break. Then I came back gangbusters once sundown. I just lit into people. as you guys listen to me, understand that I'm focused. My demographics are the folks who I name in the acronym we've come up with, the agenda. So I'm talking to Black folks, but I'm also talking to Black folks by association, and that means anybody that supports or has folks in their family that may be of the descent of slaves. By Hebrew definition, by Israelite definition, by that definition, if your father is Black, if your father is of color, then you are of color. And be that as it may, if you look Black, state of Mississippi, 2 o'clock in the morning, Roscoe, you Black. Sheriff Roscoe pulls you over, you Black. I don't care if you're Indian from India. I don't care if you're from Pakistan. If you have dark skin, 2 o'clock in the morning, Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, rural area, more than likely you'll get some of the N-word thrown at you. That's how ignorant racism is. And to that point, I come to you today from my undisclosed location here in the heart of my captors. I just wonder, and I'm looking over Trump going over to Helsinki to meet with his boss. Not a big deal. I mean, that story is now being wagged by the dog. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I mean that really. I don't mean the tail's wagging the dog. I mean the dog is wagging a freaking tail. It's something to do every freaking day. Look, man, the deck is stacked with this whole. It's a global movement of right wing nationalism. It's gonna come down to Black versus white, masked in some religious overture, as it's doing currently. I looked at Richard Engel on MSNBC News yesterday to do a special on the effect of Trump's visit to NATO. Seems they're gearing up for war over in Europe right now. And I like to explain things to my wife before we go on air, my producer, my wife, two separate individuals. I have a producer and I have a wife. But I talk with her and try to explain things, so, you know, just to run it past her and make sure, you know, I sound credible. And I explained, as Richard Engel, MSNBC News, yesterday casually let roll off his lips, that Putin expects war and is preparing for it. I'm going to say that again, because it kind of overrides my normal topics. I mean, this kind of takes a front seat to race relations in this country. I mean, we're talking about our very existence and breathing and stuff. I mean, I'll go ahead and shelve why Black folks are having cops called on them for at least this segment and say that's pretty scary. Richard Engel also reported that the European nations are also preparing for war. Now, I don't like to let things hang normally because I'm a black guy and it just don't sound right. I know that was funny, but that is a pretty shocking statement to simply let go over the air to millions of people on a Saturday, I guess. Maybe, I mean, the folks are home. Richard Engel, as I see it, and MSNBC seems to be a reputable guy. And I'm trying to explain, I guess, the alarm I felt when I heard him say again, Putin also sees war coming and he's preparing for it. I had to rewind it just to see if what I was hearing was true. My God. And I mean, he actually had a little clip of Putin doing just that, looking through binoculars, preparing for war, missiles being shot from Russian ships. Now, I've heard their military is not all that, to coin an ebonic phrase, but the fact is, folks, geez, wow. Preparing for war. I'm trying to figure out, well, I don't really try to figure out. I know what's motivating, what's moving folks in this direction. Most of you may know as well, or at least have an idea. A half are kind of half in, half out in their belief, but with eyes wide open, we're watching all of this unfold. And isn't it interesting? Now, I know I tout race and race relations on this show. I tout the whole white paradigm and that whole white privilege thing. I know you guys have read some of my posts. I'll get to that, but this seems a bit pressing. This seems a bit front seat. They're preparing for war. They're preparing for world war. And one would almost think that this was a plan thought out by Putin, executed by Trump, in that Trump just told the European Union, the European nations, that they are losing their culture due to immigration influx, due to immigration high numbers, bigly, whatever, right? And now he's claiming NATO being obsolete, and I can tell you right now, any person that studies world history, any individual that has an inkling of common sense knows that NATO, if not effective in its presence overtly, it serves as a reminder can happen if you let administrations go off the rails. Because what can eventually happen is the oncoming world war. And then, of course, people conquer the evil and then get together and form these alliances to offset the world war. So though NATO may not be effective overtly with, responses to, Georgia being invaded because Georgia was not a member of NATO. And though they have watched Russia annex without response, I'm not, I'm not siding one way or another. What I'm simply pointing out is that NATO being removed paves the way for Russian expansion, which I think Trump may help with Europeans losing their culture. It may be as sinister as that. It may not. I don't know. But it does. I mean, I'm pretty positive Trump considers Russians white. So if he sees Europe as being invaded by immigrants who are fleeing and other occurrences that somehow have their origin in European circles, which isn't that a vicious cycle that we're looking at. Folks in European countries claiming that immigrants are invading their country, However, the immigrants running from these countries are doing so as a result of these same European countries involved in conflict over their skies. I don't know, circular logic, folks. If I'm not making sense, call me, 563-999-3653. I'm doing this show to just let you know I have range. I don't have to stay, you know, on the persecution of black people in this country. People, I can talk about anything. It's just that one subject is pretty pressing. I think it's the linchpin of a few other things that are going on, just race relations in general. But back to this. Is this beyond the realm of possibility that Putin and, in fact, I read somewhere, and I'm pretty sure it was a popular publication, Putin considers Trump one of his oligarchs, one of his U.S.-based oligarchs, right? Maybe his U.S. oligarch. And, I mean, it kind of stands to reason most of them are billionaires, businessmen, in high positions of government. And now Putin has the United States in his repertoire. Putin has that in his portfolio now, something that he evidently controls. You folks can call it what you like. What I'm puzzled at is the powers that be, the government, watching this unfold, simply doesn't wait for Trump to get back from wherever he's at, embarrassing us, and arrest him as soon as he gets on the ground. And while they're arresting him, simultaneously arrest Pence, and then go to Nunez and put his butt in jail, and then the entire cabinet. And quite frankly, I mean, the extreme fix for all of this, folks, is Donald Trump, his presidency is vacated and all of his appointments are null and void. Hillary Clinton is installed as president. And then there's a different fiasco and disaster we have to face as black people in this country. What do you think is going to change? Come on. Come on, folks. Come on, come on. It doesn't matter who's sitting in the chair. You know, doesn't matter. These super predators walking around here. Doesn't matter who's sitting in the chair. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But, you know, yes, you know, I keep current. I know what's going on. I'm not, you know, this whole, you know, Russia thing, but it's just played out now. It's so obvious. It's in our face. Nobody needs it explained. We just want it ended. And personally, I think it's just the beginning of whatever this is, because I need to understand here are the people involved in the world conflicts: China, United States, all Caucasian countries. Sorry, Chinese and Japanese are white folks, yes. But moving on, okay. Now, the Pakistani and India thing, though they are not actually quote-unquote, well, they are of the caucuses. The hair gives them away and certain features. But they, too, seem to be at each other's throats. Now, folks, I know that there's problems happening over in Africa. Sons of Ham are at it, for those of you that listen. And again, you know, I'm going to say this again so people understand. You know, this show ain't for everybody. I'm not doing this podcast for the general population. I'm doing this podcast for us. I'm talking to black folks out there. I'm talking to folks, you know, the progeny of slaves. I'm talking to folks that are in, you know, was here as a result of the transatlantic slave trade. And I got folks listening in Brazil. I got folks listening in North America. I have folks listening in Norway. I still don't get that. I don't know what my audience base is in Norway, but welcome. And so everyone else, anyone offended at what I say, anybody that takes offense, I don't really care. If you're white, I'm probably talking to you. If you're black, you're just a part of the – you support the system that – suppresses you and oppresses you. It's time to be openly against what we're witnessing. It's time to be openly against what we are witnessing, what we are being victims of. For God's sake, man. What if you won't open your mouth? Come on, man. This is crazy, folks. This is insane. What's happening is insane. You know, as much as I talk about race, as much as I talk about the oppression of black people and the horrible conduct of racist whites, it doesn't escape me that it still moves forward toward whatever is about to happen. And we got decent people watching it, looking at it, observing it, not doing anything overt to end it. And so what that tells me is that this is beyond our control. And I mean that, of course, in a personal sense. You know, we as people of color in this country don't have any control over its direction. You folks are never going to relinquish that. I mean, that's just not happening. But somebody is leading the leaders. Somebody's talking to somebody. And it ain't human. And you can call me a conspiracy theorist, wacko, all you want. I posted it, folks. I posted the excerpt, the photo of the actual email telling Hillary Clinton, telling Leon Panetta, or whoever the heck they were telling, that whoever these ETIs they're in touch with, these fallen that they're obviously talking to, if you're Hebrew study, if you're not, go away. You know, and they're not going to tolerate nuclear detonations in space or war in space. And they talk about a current war. So, you know, and I say that not to fan the flames of wackos. That's just a side. Listen, that's a small dot in what we don't know about what's going on around. This is ridiculous. I don't even care. See, the indifference is put in the wrong direction, folks. You know, okay, you know, Brother Davon Smith, I think, is on to something. This technology is what's killing us, and the result of it and what we do with it. You know, I look at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, all these. I use them in promoting this program, their platform. But I'm pretty aware that all these social media networks are reinforcing all the negative, the worst of everyone. It's kind of crazy that we're all not attuned to it. Now, if any thinking person looking at this would say what we need is an immediate destruction of the internet, because one of the things I took note of yesterday is that the internet seems to be fanning these flames of self-absorbed narcissistic behavior. And if you don't recognize what something is doing to you, if you don't come to terms with the affect of a thing you're doing, how do you take steps to correct it? Now, I'm not calling for the destruction of the internet. I'm just calling for the observance of its effect. Anytime I look at shows that reinforce white supremacy, I don't stop looking at the show. I just take mental note. I see this happening. I move on and enjoy the show. We can live normal lives and still be awake. Now, you guys know I promote the agenda. You know that this show is designed specifically for the progeny of slaves, those who are here as a result of that trade, and I believe to be one of the most affected or impactful events in human history. Because who they enslaved is more important than that they were enslaved. And in some circles, it's said, and through the course of study that I've come to, understand, folks that have been enslaved are Hebrews, Hebrew Israelites. I've posted stuff. I've put maps up. Look at them. With that knowledge, now our persecution becomes a little bit more understandable. When you put it in terms of who we are juxtaposed to who they say we are, who we are beats them a million times to one. Because for them, our history stops at East Coast, Southeast, Southern Coast of the United States, the Southern East Coast. When you got off the ship, that's where your history began. And what I can only say to you is, fuck that, okay? No. No. I'm beginning to see it. As I look at the news and we talk about current events, we talk about just some of the things posted recently that are interesting, some of the things read, some of the stories that we've checked out. Come to terms with the fact that there is a slow movement in some direction. There is something going on. They're still calling police on us. CVS manager calls police on a black woman after accusing her of trying to use a fake coupon. Let me tell you something, folks. I almost thought that was a made-up story until I looked at the video. I posted it on Twitter and Facebook. Are you out of your mind? This guy's shaking like a dog shitting cinnamon seeds. Calling the cops on a black woman because she, in his mind, has used a fake CVS coupon. Okay, all right. I'll just let that one stay there. I get a lot of IMs from you guys. Wow. Some of you are quite upset with me and use very harsh language and tell me to go away and all that stuff. And it's interesting that you call me a racist is because of the reaction I have to your racist people. And for those of you that take exception to the term crackers, let me explain. Remember the slave master? He had a whip. He cracked it. That's where the name crackers came from. Fucking relax. It's not the N-word, so relax. Good Lord, I got somebody calling me. I can't do that. And they're certainly not supposed to be calling me on a Sunday, but anyway, I'm looking at, I'm reading your IMs. I understand that some of you don't like me. I am an angry black man. I've said that. What the fuck else would you expect me to be? Everything that I've put on my posts, Facebook and otherwise, I believe. And if you don't like it, don't listen, don't watch, don't friend me. Just hold on one sec. Just trying to take care and pay bills here, folks. So as I said, I believe everything I say. I believe everything I say because I back it with observable evidence. I'm not just sitting here gathering an opinion, folks. This isn't me making it up as I go along. I'm sitting here kind of, I'm opening up, but in a manner that doesn't put me at risk. A lot of people ask, why are you anonymous? Why am I anonymous? Malcolm X. Why am I not anonymous? Bobby Kennedy. Why am I anonymous? I don't know. Martin Luther King? Are you out of your minds? Let me explain something to you. The reason this happened is because you folks keep killing off the good ones. Good white people keep getting murdered and killed. Maybe even by black people. Who knows? Those are the people you created. So don't wag your finger at me because black folks are killing you. And they're not, really. That's another thing I wanted to bring up. If black people were the threat white people thought we were or treated us as, we would be eliminated. We would have been excised from the society years ago. If the portrayal in the media were real to life, Come on, man. Even I would advocate getting rid of us. Because what you portray is some fantasy, some, I don't know, just something that is put beyond its usual measure in an oddity. You know, the I've seen bigger threats from white men with high-powered rifles in hotels and brothers on the street. Y'all ain't getting killed in droves. So why are you calling the cops on us? I mean, dear God, you're calling the cops on somebody because you think they're using a false, a fake CVS coupon. You're the manager of the store. You're shaking like she's holding a gun to your head. Fear. What are you folks? Why are you so freaking scary? How about that? Jesus, man. We ain't going to hurt you. If you really had anything to fear, we'd have been gone a long time ago. Why don't y'all take it down a notch? Take your damn selves too seriously. Another one. Racist woman loses job after road rage attack calls victims the N-word, almost crashing her car. Wow. Wow. I mean, there are a million of them. I mean, I'd love to talk about the 65-year-old married to the 13-year-old. I posted that. The pedophile who said he molested the girl 13 to teach her how to say no. For God's sake, man, if we could probably solve a lot of problems if you guys weren't so hell-bent on being superior. But I guess you're showing us your superiority with these news articles I'm reading. Jesus. Anyway, I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro, my undisclosed location, trying to just get the word out, trying to spread it. The reason I read these stories, the reason I tell you about what's going on is because, you know, something has to be done. Or, better word, something has to be undone. Something has to be undone. So the agenda, the movement that we're talking about, the agenda points at a specific segment in this society and in the Americas. Again, the association, geographically enslaved Negro descendants of the Americas. Geographically enslaved. I get some question about that. Let me tell you something. That's what's going on. Because we're trapped here. We're captives here. I mean, give me a break. I'm not saying I want to leave. I ain't going nowhere. My blood's in this place. My relative's blood's in this land just like everybody else. So, no. But we certainly are trapped here. You know, we're captive. We're at the disadvantage that we have is such that anything could be done to us almost without real punishment, which is what slavery was. Doing something to a people. And maybe you need to get the objective here. There was no possible way for white people to enslave any group of people on this planet except the only ones that were not represented on the planet at the time, Hebrews, Hebrew Israelites. Let me say it again so that this is for the cheap seats. So y'all folks know where I'm coming from. I don't just think of stuff, I factor it out. The only available group, indigenous, non-indigenous group, slavable group, available on the planet to achieve the goals of slavery were the only individuals not represented on this planet, seemingly to have vanished, replaced by the Catholic Church in the 1600s and beforehand. And it allowed almost a sinister dovetail of events. It would almost seem like it was planned. Now that you have them on a run, we need some work done. I don't know. I mean, think of what I'm saying. The only people available to enslave in the manner they were enslaved were Hebrew Israelites, because they were the only people not represented on the earth. They were a missing group of people that were wandering in the African continent. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. That is another proof in evidence to me that we are in fact Hebrew Israelites, because you couldn't have enslaved Greeks or French, or you couldn't have enslaved anyone from any other country. You're just going to go and take a group of people. And don't tell me Africans, because they had countries in Africa. They had countries in Africa that actually aided and abetted our capture, effectively trying to say, hey, what group of people do you think that we can enslave today? Do you think we can enslave today? Well, you certainly can't enslave Greeks. You certainly can't enslave the Spanish. You can't enslave. You understand where I'm going? So what group was not represented on this planet? What group seemed to have vanished or disbanded or were run off their particular land and kind of, you know, because as we know, our disobedience resulted in our enslavement. And so who was available during that time? That's the reason we are who we are, folks. This is not rocket science. This is simplicity. Now, I'm sure you guys know, time to time, I have Devon Smith on. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going over with him some of the things he talks about and the reason that I've put him on this program. I'm going to go over some of the posts, some of the things that he brings out, let him expand on it. So hopefully he might try me back here shortly. But again, folks, this isn't rocket science. Current events. What's happening today? Well, a lot of stuff's happening today. But here's really what the issue is. Can't anyone else notice that the ship is moving? How many op-eds do you have to read about the end of democracy? Not that democracy is some great thing. It really isn't. Democracy, again, as I've told you, is secret speak for white supremacy. Now, is it the end of it, or is it the beginning of it just being open and out there? I mean, are we just racist for nothing? I don't know. I noted earlier that it's the access to white privilege. As long as white folks who don't express any overt racist sentiment, as long as those folks have access to white privilege, the center will not hold for me. There's no peace coming out of my mouth. I'm not going to cooperate. I'm not going to be cool. I don't care about being cool anymore. We've tried being cool. We tried a generation of being cool with you. I'm done being cool. Now I'm more confrontational, more in your face, saying plainly things that you understand. So that there's no confusion about what we see going on. And we see it plainly. The photo I've posted of the gentleman with his hand on his weapon in front of a police officer, frozen in time. That same photo with a black face on it would equal death. You think I want to be cool about this situation? I don't. Anyway. Okay. Let me go ahead and take this. I see that I have Brother Devon with me, and as I said, folks, you know, the reason, and I'm just leading them in here, but the reason I felt so strongly about having him on is because what he lets off, like double barrel shotguns online, are just bullseye after bullseye after bullseye after bullseye. And welcome, Devon. How you doing? I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me today. You know, again, Devon, I'm, you know, I try to stay on track as possible. I know the power that you bring to this program, and I know that it extends beyond, you know, your past topics, Jubilee, other things, elders. And what I get from what you release, and the reason you get so much good response, is that the blurbs of impact are so hard. When it talks about how, you know, and you make me think about this electronic age that's engulfing us all, me included,
yes.
And how it's going to be used in some way to impact our society and us being the final target. Now, tell me a little bit about that electronic affect, that technological threat we're under. You got it.
To begin with, you know, the 5G program, the technology that they're installing now, is their latest coup, so to speak, as far as how to bring us into this new state and this new reality. Most of our people don't really realize how serious the RFID chip and this electronic system is all connected. And once it comes online, I don't know if people are familiar with the movie Terminator, but if you understand the theme of Terminator with Skynet, not to make it into a movie or anything, but this is a real life event that's about to occur.
And let me jump in, because I don't want people to think we're not crazy, we're not conspiracy theorists, folks. Listen, this is real. RFID chips, I've done some checking. There are people that already have the program. They're keeping it very quiet. They're keeping it very quiet. They're using it to locate elderly folks that have dementia. They're using it for animals. They're using it for young children. There are
What they're doing now, for starters, is making it volunteer. Mm. You know, it's a volunteer thing right now. Mm. In a minute, it will be enforced where everyone will be forced to take this chip. This is coming.
Wow.
Due to governmental administration, and people just need to do their research. You know,
Tell me this, Devon. Why isn't the phone, the one that we have attached to our hands at all times, why isn't that good enough? Why do they have to progress to a chip? Tell me that.
Well, the phone is the first stage of it. It's like a trial run, almost, if you want to say, to see how people take to it, see if people, you know, respond to it and get them used to it. The chip will be enforced in a way because, you know, you can get rid of your phone, but how can you get rid of a chip that's inside of you?
Wow.
You know, you can come to the realization of understanding what's going on while you have your phone. You can get rid of it. You know, it's just that easy. I did it. I don't have a cell phone now. I haven't had one for over 6 months. Once I realized what was going on, I just disconnected. And I advise others to do the same. It might be hard. It might seem hard. But trust me, people, I told you, I've been without a cell phone for 6 months.
Mm.
I haven't had any problems communicating with anyone. You know, I talk to people as much as I used to. The only thing different, I'm not using a cell phone.
Let me read one of your blasts. So it's look. This is from Devon Smith, folks. Follow him on Facebook, Twitter. So it's looking like black folks are being prepared to be chipped in America or headed to the FEMA camps or graves. These Negroes ain't trying to do nothing for real. Okay.
Touch on that a little bit.
Yes. Tell me about the FEMA camps, because you know they're using these camps now.
Yeah, they're already being used. We have a lot of the immigrants, the children, being placed in these FEMA camps. We have people that was in a Houston tragedy, a hurricane or a tornado, whatever the disaster was down there.
And I heard that the rescue ships were passing black people by, saying good luck the N-word, and going to rescue white families. I heard so many reports of that.
Yeah.
You remember that?
It was horrible. It was horrible. It was horrible. I have family in Texas, so yes, I have a straight line to hear what was going on down there.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I don't know if people are familiar with the FEMA barges.
Tell us about the FEMA barges.
Oh, yes. Google created this barge a long time ago. When they first initially threw it out there, it was for Google, but they transformed it into a FEMA barge where they're actually on the coast of many, many parts of America right now and maybe other countries. But as far as our country, I can tell you that these FEMA barges pull up and take people out to sea. We might not never see these people again because we don't really necessarily know what's happening.
Mm.
We just know that the barges exist. I understand the things that's happening on the barges, but like I said, I don't know what's really going on with them things. I've asked people to do their research, check them out. It's real. They have FEMA barges. It's like a prison. That's what from my research, from people that actually been on them things and know about them things, you know, they said it's pretty much like a prison.
And you know what's interesting, man, is that these, you know, you people try to lean toward a conspiracy, wacko theorist, but these folks are filming this stuff. These folks are infiltrating Walmart converted FEMA camps. These folks are filming the inside of Walmarts looking like processing centers. And this was back in 2014, 2015 when they were empty. Now they're doing what I consider to be a trial run on brown people. And
you know
what I mean?
This is a flat out attack. Oh, no. Let me help you a little bit.
Hmm.
We went through the stages. We've went through the stages of the subliminal attacks, you know, all of the, you know, little physical attacks. If you paying attention, if people really paying attention to what's going on this year, we're under a full blunt attack.
Mm.
People are being shot down in the street, accused of things that they haven't committed a crime, you know, being taped for just being black.
We got a chief police somewhere in the Northeast that is rather openly, but been exposed as framing black defendants for crimes they didn't commit. He's still on the job. They're just like doing the investigation. But this is happening everywhere. What about the two detectives that were caught planting evidence? They thought their cameras were off. And you're right, man. When I look at it objectively, I feel the same way. You had a good post. Black folk must go on strike against white America today. Not tomorrow, not next week, right now. But they won't. And why is that? Because they worship money. They love working for white America. Long as these Negroes can make another check to pay another coon bill to white America, y'all simply don't get it. Expand on that one, Devon.
Oh, yes, sir. Thinking about understanding these scriptures and what our ancestors left us. You know, a lot of people don't follow, you know, the teachings that's biblical, but I happen to. And I understand what they was trying to explain to us. We're supposed to be on strike right now, and it only makes sense because we're not getting anything we should have as a race. We're not getting the respect we should.
Nation.
We're not getting that.
Nation.
I mean.
Nation, sorry. Go ahead.
As a nation. I'm sorry.
Nation. Correct.
As a nation.
Right.
There's a lot of things that's not working out in the Constitution for our people. It never would have. It wasn't built for our people. People need to really follow the politics today. The politics is what's misleading people. You know, there's a lot of double talking going on from the congressmen, from the government. Most of our elders know how to read through that. It's the young crowd that don't. They don't understand double talk.
And you know what? You know what's interesting, not to cut you off, but the Pope, and people, you can Google this, the Pope sent a letter to President Obama. In fact, I'm not even going to expand on it. I just want people to Google Pope's letter to Obama about black Americans. And what he goes into, I'm not going to go into it fully, but he takes it all the way back to Civil War. He takes it back to having enslaved a group of people unlawfully and having to answer for that and what will happen in certain instances. I mean, the Pope literally lays out who he will pick and represent as running the United States in the event they go overboard with black Americans. Folks, that's a letter that was penned by the Pope. Now, do your research. I'm not claiming it valid or invalid. I'm saying, you know, it's written well. It seems expressive. That's just one thing. They know who we are. They know who black people are.
Can I expand on something?
Yes, go. Please, sorry.
Considering we're talking about the Pope of Rome, I want people to remember what happened in the summer of 2016, I believe. 2016 or 2017. I think it's 2016. Anyway, before Obama left office, if people can remember, the Pope and Obama got on national TV and was the last two to sign this peace treaty. It was a new covenant, basically. They'll call it a peace treaty. It was a new covenant that all the countries, all the United Nations had already signed. They were the last two. This goes back to the book of Revelation, when our people sold their birthrights. This is not the first time this happened. But by not understanding what they were doing and understanding the politics involved in this, our people simply signed off on something they should have not. Mm. They should have stood up at that moment and said, no, we're not going to be with this. We're not going to abide by this. This don't constitute anything for our people. You know, but I don't think no Americans, white, black, or other, understood what was actually happening. Because what actually happened that day, when they signed that peace treaty, this made a new covenant, basically a new constitution, that they're going to live by and use from this point on. Most people don't realize how much of a significant part the Pope plays in this, in Obama, setting this thing in motion.
Mm.
The Pope now owns all government ran funds. Basically, every citizen in every country, your family has a Social Security line where all their money went to, dead and alive. People that live before you and you, yourself, your Social Security card. Remember, it was a big thing. Everybody was trying to go into these accounts and stuff like that. It was just something big that happened for a couple of months. You know, you don't hear many people talking about it anymore. But what people didn't research is the fact that now the Pope owns master accounts. If you don't know what a master account is, it is the master account to your Social Security account. He owns all the rights, all the money. It's basically, think of it this way in a more broader sense. All the people in the country, we all come from somewhere. We all have a family. We all have people that live before us. Now imagine all of them people, their money, their taxes, their Social Security, because this is the Social Security money that they have a hold of, that most people don't understand how they're using it. And they're manipulating, killing certain people. And then he's able to take that master account to himself, because now the owner of the account is dead. So somebody has to be accountable for the account. This is a full-fledged attack on multiple scales, spiritually, physically, and mentally.
And you know, let me jump in. That I've read concerning the Social Security number, and I've told people that, you know, everybody pays attention when they get their Social Security card. Everybody pays attention to their Social Security number that's on the card. Okay.
Right,
but on the
right.
back of your Social Security card is a red number.
Yes,
and that
sir.
Red number, and I don't know why people don't understand this, that red number is, in effect, an account number.
It's a route number.
It's a routing number.
Mm-hmm.
And so, though I don't know all the ins and outs of it, I don't want to stick on that because I think it's so, that's a show within itself. The fact that the Vatican has so much power in place of their in so much corruption, they're excusing the molestation of little boys, and you know, giving haven to all these, and their avarice and who they're in league with, who they're here's what I'm come to understand, and I'm gonna turn into this here. My understanding is that the real powers that be, and we know that the real powers that be have a white face on them. So let's just go there. Stop. Ain't no black person doing what I'm about to say. The real powers that be are somehow able to conjure up beings. Now, you can call me crazy, you can call Devon crazy, but it's spoken of in the Apocrypha, it's spoken of in Enoch, it's spoken of. These individuals speak certain words or put out certain vibrations. We know that the spoken word is nothing more than vibrations.
Right.
And so certain words yield certain vibrations that yield certain results. And whether you like it or not, you better go into sonic warfare. You folks better understand what happened in Cuba. You better understand what happened over here recently, why people are getting sick off sound. So
and
my point is,
let me finish my thought. Okay.
So my point is, the Pope, because we were talking about Pope, there's no doubt in my mind that these folks are dealing with entities beyond us, unseen. Okay, let's just go there. But I point to this, the reason I brought this up, Devon, because you're about to speak, bro. You posted something July 13th, you posted something day before yesterday. Satan's plan was to re-enter the third heaven and place his throne among its stars again. But working together, our great ancestors shot his ass down from among the stars millennia ago because as a result, using technological warfare tactics, him and his 200 followers were banished to die. And so what you're saying, and I'll let you expand on this, all we're doing is suffering from a freaking repeat.
Yep.
That's all we're
not
doing.
Not understanding certain things.
We have gone through this technological attempt to replace the Creator, to replace the set apart individuals on the planet, to create an ulterior human being. Because
what happened?
Get it, bro.
The Father stopped it all.
Get it, bro.
He's gonna do it again.
And they're gonna do it again.
He's going to do it again.
They've discovered technology as I understand it, in Antarctica that involves simple, it looks just like a pane of glass. But what they discovered is when you gaze upon the pane of glass, it activates whatever is within it. That's old world technology they have their hands on now. And you and I both know, bro, the technology that they have now, I mean, the jump that they did from the 1950s to now is ridiculously assisted by these fallen. And
oh, yeah, of course.
Tell me, can you explain to the viewers, the listeners, the fact that we've had old world technology that works similarly to new world technology because just as they observed, anything observed changes its behavior. So they evidently somehow folded that into their old world technology. Now,
right.
Same thing. So, go ahead. There you go. Now, take it from there.
Well, let's look at history. We know history repeats itself for the most part from everything we don't experience in our history on planet Earth. This technology was spoken about also in the scriptures as well in the days of Noah. People think it was simple. People were barbarians or something, or cave dwellers or something. No, people were advanced. The technology had reached this height in a time when a flood came.
Yes.
Of the knowledge that people was building up and all of the experiments, the DNA things, all of the splicing of genes, this stuff was happening for thousands of years.
And you know that they have found ruins. I'm not cutting you off because we're on this. They found ruins which they thought were simply stone ruins. And then when they look at the ruins, they realize, no, this was a machine. This had moving parts, and it now, because of God knows how many years have passed by, it's now turned into stone. But they look at the stone carefully and go, this was some sort of pod. There were controls over here that did think, dude, you're so right. Just before the flood, the technology was probably akin to what we're experiencing now.
Oh, it was 10 times better. Let me expand on something a little bit more about our past. I've did enough research to come up with a sound way of giving people a picture of what actually was going on this earth, that's actually still going on this earth. It hasn't changed. Just the generations have went past, certain knowledge has been forgotten, but it's starting to be found again. And this is what I'm speaking about. Once in the past, a long time ago, before we got into the age that we are in now, there were technological wars going on this planet.
Wow.
But here's the thing. One side of our world was technological. The other side was still like cave dwellers. They were simple. They were simple-minded people. Now take a look at what's going on today. You have very intelligent people, and you have simple-minded people.
Mm.
The problem with it is today, they're all mixed up. They're all around each other.
Mm.
What I'm talking about, people were separate, totally different lands, totally different sides of the earth. The ones that were technological dominated the ones that were not. But this is what happened. The ones that were not found weapons that the technological side had, and they used them weapons against that side.
Mm. Wow.
And destroyed it.
Wow.
This goes along with the story of faith and a father and a people that didn't have anything. We're speaking about the Israelites, the Hebrews. People that didn't have anything but faith. This lines right up with this story. Yeah, it might be a lot older, but the people that are involved, the characters involved, the gods involved, because yes, they were gods, and they were only called gods because they were more advanced than your average person, your average thinker, a simple-minded person.
It's amazing, dude. Folks, look. I mean, here's the reason I make sure to be as rounded as possible, to have folks like this on the show, to bring fire to your mind so that you understand. Because let me tell you something, Devon. I thought about this earlier today. I get so fired up about Donald Trump, fired up about them stopping us, fired up about our treatment.
Oh, man,
but you know what I have to realize? I have to realize that there are unseen forces that are helping this along. And it's
Could I touch on something? And it slows you down.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to let people know, and I hope that people can tap into this. You should be able to see with your own eye now that there's two types of people in this world. There are righteous, good-hearted, loving people, and there are downright, despicable, disgusting people. And we're talking about with the mind. We ain't talking about their actions right now. I'm speaking only from them. Some people had the worst things on their mind. And my point of bringing this up, in scriptures, the Father tells us, he's going to mark his people. And the powers that be of this world are going to mark theirs. I touched on this before. I just want to, you know, re-expand on that. We're starting to see this picture take shape. Because now you have, you know, the Hebrew Israelite people waking up. And more people are waking up by the day. That's what most people don't realize. Oh, it's a lot of Hebrew brothers and sisters that are woke to what needs to be done. We just need our elders.
We're not going to move without our elders. And I touched on this yesterday. It seems as though we may be the new elders.
And I agree with that, brother. But guess what? I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, believe this blessing we're about to receive and that we're about to open the door to, our elders are here to receive this as well. And we cannot divide our own selves. We can't do the work of the enemy. We need to do the exact opposite. Pull our people together.
Okay.
We just need to sit down. I just feel that the elders need to sit down with the younger generations and really have an open ear. Have an open ear. Don't have so much, you know, stubbornness about what you believe that you can't hear with an open mind something that's logically
well. Here's my, you know, and just to help us along here, we only got 30 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm all for sit down, and I think, you know, what has to come before a sit down is an adjustment in our personal thinking.
I agree.
And that's the reason I think it's important to promote the agenda, because
it does
at least attempt to have to affect a change in how you, at least in how you posture yourself in front of
right.
them.
Right. Do no harm is a great one of the great goals that we're trying to push today. It would be great to be able to sit down and have open discussions, not debates. Discussions, because at the end of each discussion, we're supposed to be on one accord, not walk out the room and people confused. No, we're supposed to be on one accord each step of the way. That's the difference between doing something right and not succeeding in what you're trying to do. Because lately, as of late, for decades, we see our elders been trying to do something but keep getting these roadblocks thrown in the way by white America. Let's be honest. It ain't no point lying about this. These politics keep trapping our elders, because our elders don't think fast enough to see how they come.
They're also open to influence, bribe. What they think. And I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you what separates us in the folks that I believe have sense from the folks that just have none. You know, everybody don't have a price, man. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And there's a lot of people out there don't have a price. And some of us brothers and sisters, we don't got a price. You ain't going to slam fame and money, because I put stuff in perspective personally. And I know for a fact, brother, that, you know, they did a story yesterday. I think Kylie Jenner, one of the Kardashian girls, she's 19 mm-hmm. years old. And her value, her worth is $900 million right now. Okay? So that's a lot of money. Okay, 19 years old. But let me explain. Let me explain, bro. What's coming? What's on its way to this society, nay, this planet? The order of events about to occur. Here's how I see it. It's going to have a very upward swing to it just before the crash. The rich are going to be on top of it all. The poor are going to be in a living hell. And when it comes down to it, man, when it comes down, ain't no amount of money going to protect you, no status. The black folk that are in this world, in this country, that think their fame, their money, the position somehow protects them from persecution, going to know something different. Because I look at World War II, I look at Nazi Germany as almost the template that this government is using to do what it needs to do. And,
and it's using something else as well. This is going to be a lot different. This war that's coming is going to be a lot different than any war we've ever seen before, ladies and gentlemen.
How so?
You need to understand this. This is not going to be a war over man versus man. This has got everything we come to believe and understand in our reality wrapped up in it. This is not going to be a race war. This might be something that ain't even got a name for yet, because it's so much connected in volumes. What I mean is this. People are worried about what people can do to them. They're not worried about what the Father's going to do to them.
Mm.
Because the Father got something coming from the heavens that's spoken of in the book of Revelations. Most people ain't paying attention.
And you know, I hate to have to cut in. It is coming from the heavens, and I'm wondering if, you know, I think that they're actually looking at it. I mean, if there is something.
They know about this.
Something is on its way. Brother, they are preparing for something. They're digging tunnels. They're preparing
for an event. Let me paint a picture for you about that, just so we have clarity and our viewers have clarity. They've known since the 70s, the 1970s, that Planet X was out there. I don't know how much your audience know about this subject. But Planet X is basically the planet Nibiru from ancient tales. This planet has an orbit of 3,600 years. Every 3,600 years, it's on an elongated orbit, which means it's a lot different from the orbit we're accustomed to from these planets we're around. With that being said, this is the destroyer that all ancient texts, all ancient cultures, all refer to that caused the Great Flood.
And they can see it from the earth. Folks, this is not a joke. NASA has blacked out a specific segment of space where, when it wasn't blacked out, you saw what could obviously be called a winged planet, something that looks like little wings are coming up at the side of it. And then now the current photos that they're showing of that portion of space, they have blacked out. And, I mean, that's just one thing. They black out so many things inexplicably. But go ahead, brother. Sorry. Go ahead.
What I would hope that people would look at and research is the amateur photographers, because they're showing you the truth, whether you believe it or not. You know, amateur photographers are people like me and you. They just simply have cameras, and they look in the sky. They're not going to black out anything. You got to use your common sense sometimes. You know, NASA has the ability to do whatever they want with the computers and, you know, adjusting the visuals. And we know about all them tricks. The devil got all of them tricks. It's so much that's connected that's going on in our face daily I would love to expand on, but I know we don't have the time.
We don't.
So
we don't.
I'm trying to throw certain things out there to just get people thinking.
Listen, I want to thank you for being on. I got about 20 minutes left. I got a few announcements I have to make. Folks, Devon Smith, he's on Facebook. I mean, the guy, read some of the powerful shots he puts across your mental bow. And stop simply, just don't accept. Listen, I know it's easy to accept the physical because it's something we touch, taste, hear, smell, whatever, right? But that which we cannot see has a great affect on those who oppress us. And because, and we'll go into it a later episode, why it seems to gravitate toward the folks that oppress us and not us. Why is it that, for the most part, we only see folks of lighter skin see ghosts and apparitions and deal with otherworldly things, things that we have no business involving ourselves in. We're not supposed to cross that plane. That's not where we belong. We belong in the physical. But, hey, listen, let me finish up this show. I appreciate you with me, Devon. We're going to have another time together either this week or on Sunday. Folks, Devon Smith, please. Tune in and listen to the future broadcast, because we're going to pick apart these subjects. We're not scared.
Oh, yeah.
We're not scared. And again, I don't want y'all to think this isn't just a race baiting show. You know, somebody said I was a race baiter. Okay, yeah. No. No, let me tell you what I said to him. Yes, I'm trying to bait you white people into stop calling the police on us for playing music you don't like. I'm trying to bait you into stop shooting unarmed black people. That's what I'm trying to. So if it's race baiting, that's what I'm doing. Devon, thank you for your time. I'm going to let you go.
Thank
I'm going to finish up, and we'll see you at another broadcast, okay? Tune in and keep listening.
Yes, sir, man. Have a great show.
Thank you so much. Shalom.
Shalom, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Smith, the reason I have put him on the show, some folks had a bit of a concern, because he did have a kind of a single-minded approach in reflection to Jubilee, but I thought it was important to know that what we're calling folks to do is exactly what Jubilee calls us to do. And so he spent time on that, and he spent time on elders, but now today you know why I put Devon Smith as a co-host. The man spits fire. And I have him on. He's going to cover these topics. Do not consider this to be just some narrow show that addresses only the basic things. No. All the topics that you heard myself and Devon talk about, those are topics we want to get into, folks. We want to talk about how technology, this is simply a repeat. All the things that you guys are enjoying, these phones and all these electronics, this has all been done before. And if all you have to do is Google it, what they're doing is they're finding rocks, or they're finding boulders, or they're finding formations, and they're now disseminating from what they're examining that this used to be a metal machine with dials and whistles and viewers and things that people looked in, and a door was here with hinges. This was made of a different substance, giant trees. They've discovered now that are calcified, turned into rock. And now they've done the steady cross-section and found that there used to be trees 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 feet in the air, leaving leaving stumps for what we think are giant precipices of rock. These are things we want to talk about, folks. But if we could just get that race thing out of the way, if you could stop messing with black people. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're on a trail. I think we're on a downward spiral toward prophecy, toward revelation. Read an interesting post that basically eviscerated the entire New Testament except for Matthew and Revelation. That was interesting. It was interesting. I got to read that post again. So you folks, you listen to the show. We're trying to make sure we are, you know, wide in our scope of topics. You've just heard some of the things that we want to talk about. You know, I mean, Nibiru, you know, I've done some study on it, and I'm 50-50. It's either there or it's not. But something's out there, and they're hiding it from us. And they are preparing for something. And what I find is when I do dare venture out into the open, I find that most of you are oblivious to anything not outside your little sphere. You won't think outside your own interests. And it's what's going to pretty much help usher in whatever is about to occur. They openly talk about ETIs. They openly talk about a war in space. Well, they don't openly talk about it. Donald Trump encourages WikiLeaks to attack Democratic emails, and then those emails are released. An email, I actually posted the photo of the email itself written that talked about ETIs, that talked about their intolerance for war on space or on the planet, because they're about to release what they call zero-point energy, or energy that originates from everywhere or nowhere. So, conspiracy theorists? No. It's in front of you. All you have to do is open your eyes, reach for it, and get it. I mean, Antarctica happened. They traveled down there for some reason. I don't know. I can tell you without doubt there's probably nothing in Antarctica we would expect to interest us. But for God's sake, John Kerry went down there for some reason. And they showed photos of this Russian Orthodox high priest in full regalia after building some sort of church in Antarctica. I go to Admiral Byrd, who said that there's a large swath of land we haven't discovered above Antarctica, on the other side. He mentioned it. Again, folks, you know, this isn't rocket science. There are secrets being kept from the general population for fear that you, the general public, will lose your mind. But I don't think we're going to lose our mind. I think what's going to happen is they're going to end up trying to fool and deceive us. I think that whoever the powers that be, and by that I mean whatever white people who are in charge, whoever they are that are talking to these entities, they've expressed an interest in opening some sort of portal. That's what CERN is. That's what Large Hadron Collider is. CERN, the director of CERN said, and I quote, "We want to create a portal and see if something comes out or see if we can send something in." This is happening. Donald Trump isn't just visiting freaking Putin. That's not the only news, folks. Again, we're going over current events. It's not the only news. Donald Trump's idiocy is not the only news. Who cares? I personally think the federal government is shielding us from his craziness. I almost think that they're all like, you know what? Whatever. And every time he visits a country, somebody calls from this country and goes, "Hey, man, forget him. No, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Bye." That's not the news. Here's the news. Why this push against everything of color on this planet? Why is that a guttural, primal drive in so many on this planet that brown people must stay in their place? What is this about? And that's the reason we do this show, because yin, yang, brown, black, white, on, off. It's a binary reality we're in. in my estimation. You're either yes or you're no. You're either good or you're bad. You know, there's a 51-49 there, but, you know, it always balances or always balances out to tell you which is of the greater influence or size. For God's sake, man, it's black and white because I think good and evil probably have a good play here in this whole scenario. I personally don't want to do any harm to anyone. I don't advocate any type of overt action. I'll say that until I'm blue in the face. I don't want a single black person to even react to what a white person does. If there were some magic button to turn off aggression and they got aggressive and we just simply walked away and we were able to do that collectively, every time one of them did something, we just vanished. And slowly, they just don't see us in their society anymore. We're in our own society, one that we create. Now, I'm not saying that's going to stand. I'm not even saying that's going to happen. Here's what I'm saying. We are required during this particular year to recess. We are to separate ourselves from this current society. And I see it more and more as time progresses. I'm beginning to put this together, folks. I told you that yesterday. It comes down to the possibility of having to reject in total everything this society stands for, everything the United States stands for and spreads. And at this point, the United States stands for white nationalism, white supremacy, downtrodden the poor, the rich being richer, the most avarice, disgusting practices that you can think of, sex with children, marrying children, animal sacrifice. That's just hunting, folks. Okay? That's what animal sacrifice is, hunting. And so in order for us to truly reject these things, you almost have to just walk away from it all. I'm close to examining that as a possibility. And understand I word everything very succinctly. I'm close to examining that possibility. I understand the wanderer in the desert. I get John now and the reason that he went out. Because, folks, I will kid you not, the reason I do this is because I'm trying to pay bills, okay? I encourage you to donate to my GoFundMe. I'm trying to keep us on the air. But what's more importantly, it prevents me from just putting on my garment, taking my Ephsophere, and just walking in one straight line, telling people, prepare yourselves. Let me tell you what's going on. If I could survive that way, if I could have the spiritual strength to do that, and I feel every day that tugging that tells me, you better let these folks know what's on its way. Ain't a joke. And you see it. You know, the reason I know that this society knows we're headed for an impact is because 90% of this society is ignoring it consciously. They're simply, they're pretending it's not there. And it's there. What's happening is happening. And what's interesting is whatever this drive, whatever this driven force is behind all this, it seems to keep attempting the same thing. And the attempt is whites up, blacks down. So what's up with that? Noah was the first albino. When he was born, he scared the bejesus out of his father. His father went to Enoch, I believe, and told him, my son is white, his hair is white, his eyes are white, light up the whole room. And in their minds, because of the Nephilim and their intermingling with human beings, the folks that came out of women who were involved with the Nephilim were of white skin. So, where am I going with that? I don't really know. I just know that's the story. Take out of it what you will. But it does seem odd. But for those who are white and listen to this broadcast, as far as I'm concerned, until you show me that you're 100% against this current system, I'm just going to just assume that you're pretty much for it. Something's going on, folks. I don't even know what to say. Something is happening to this earth. And quite frankly, I see them putting us in their sights very slowly. Very slowly putting their sights on us and getting ready to gather us up. Here's what you do. Think about current events and use your mind to take them to each next logical step. And I will tell you without doubt, the ass end of all of this is an attack directly on black people in this country. That's where Donald Trump is moving. And I truly believe he'll probably get reelected. And I truly believe that once he's done purging this country of elements he deems unworthy and unfit to be here, seems to be those folks with brown skin are his targets, because he invites the folks from Norway to come on down. I wonder, after he achieves his goal of, you know, American purity, I wonder if he goes back to that goal and then stencils white in front of it and then turns his attention to us. I also wonder what most of you black people will do if you hear the public announcement that you are to report to your nearest Walmart. What will you do? What percentage of us will step out of our house and go willingly? You think we're not the target, huh? You think we're not the target? We're the target. We're the end game. All of this to say, we are the end game. We're who you are after for some reason. And though it has a lot to do, I know that there's a spiritual nature in there, identifying, you know, good, bad, you know, I understand that. There are good white folks out there. I know that. Just genuinely good white folks. I know that. They exist. I'm not stupid. It's just I don't see them and I don't hear them. But I know they're out there. So, fact of the matter is, folks, they keep trying to repeat history. There's always been a contention, a tribal contention going on this planet. We as black people in this country, the progeny of slaves, the only people available for enslavement at that particular time without a country, chased around the desert. While we were actually wandering about, somebody stole our identity. Folks, I mean, we could talk all day, but what are you doing? I'm doing this. I'm telling you what's happening. I'm giving you simple instructions. Separate, educate, do no harm. Get away from them. Back away from them. If you are of African lineage due to the slave trade, and only those Negroes, I'm not talking about the sons of Ham, the Negroes, you're who I'm talking to. If you don't think they're in pursuit of us, then you're walking around looking down with your eyes closed. I keep telling you guys, I have a reoccurring dream of all of us locked up, men, women, and children, only black people in internment camps. I keep having it. I'm Amos Anun, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. Going to bring my podcast to a close. Want to thank everybody who comments, supports this cast. I got some family members that are throwing in some help, and I appreciate it. I got some friends that are telling me to keep going. I'm weary sometimes, but I got a good producer. I'll introduce you to him at some point. He doesn't really like to be in the spotlight. I thank Tone Quality for the intro and outro music. And I thank all you guys for even listening in. And understand, this isn't hate speech, you freaking idiots. This is survival speech. Again, this isn't me telling anybody to rise up. Don't grab your guns. Don't do anything. In fact, recess into your own communities and assist in its buildup. Don't hurt each other and learn some shit. That's what I'm saying. Give them the time out they so desperately need. But I will tell you this, folks. If you inflame me, I will attack you like a pit bull on red meat. If you do something or say something stupid to me on social media, I will light into you. I promise. I kid you not. I'm not here for that. Because I'm not talking to you that get offended by what I say. If you're offended by what I say, tune out. Don't comment. I don't need your opinion. I don't need your education or your help. Shut up and go. That's what black people want from white folks. We want to be able to say what we say about our issues without you chiming in the negative. It ain't your place to speak on black issues. Shut your fucking mouth. Stay in your lane. I talk about white issues as they relate to black people. It affects me. Y'all do what the hell you want. And that's for real, man. That's for real. I mean, seriously. What bothers me most about that is white people are always trying to tell folks how to think. And they're also offering an unwanted opinion about things. Like people are just waiting to hear what they think. And I've said it before, you seem to be attention-starved narcissists, the worst of you, like Donald Trump, attention-starved narcissist. And all of you that are out there calling the cops on us, that's exactly what you are. And the rest of you that sit there and look at these morons need to shame them out of existence. That's what we're dealing with when we're dealing with the worst of you. I'm Amos Anon. I am the Black Fact Checker. I might get on again a little later for 30 minutes this evening. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your support. And for God's sake, folks, you know, do what you feel, but think about it. Think about it. All right? Thanks so much, folks. You have a wonderful day. A wonderful day out with Tone Quality. Thanks for the music, Tone. Amos Anon, thanks you profusely. You folks have a wonderful, wonderful last of your weekend. I will be at you tomorrow or the next day or perhaps tonight. Thanks for listening.